We'll call Botanic County Planning Commission public hearing to order. Scott, you want to establish a quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Randy Hayes.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Explain the meeting procedures, please.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the August 14th, 2017, Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the commission hearing room. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, August 21st, 2017, Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay, first one up, Granny's K9 clip joint.
It's case number 1727, Granny's K9 clip joint and Tiny Paws Kennel. You can come up, Tanya. Granny's K9 clip joint is at 342 Savage Road, Kirbyville, Missouri. Of course, this is case number 1727. Has everybody had the bearings on where we're at on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a little closer. Zoom in. Representative is seeking Planning Commission approval, a Division III special use permit for the ability to have a dog grooming business and raise dogs to be sold. It's kind of a view from the west. The property at 342 Savage Road is listed as a 3-acre lot of the Hunters Point subdivision per the Taney County Assessor's information. There's a 1998 double wide with a number of outbuildings of various sizes on the property. The applicant, Tanya White, has indicated that the dog grooming will be by appointment only. She'll only take one dog at a time for a total of 10 to 12 dogs per month, working up to a maximum of 20 dogs per month. None of the groomed dogs will be kenneled overnight. The applicant is also requesting to be able to raise pups from her dogs to be sold in Mountain Grove, Missouri. The kennel area for the dogs is to the rear or the eastern part of the property. The dog kennel area consists of the dog runs, a chicken coop area, and a puppy nursery building that is all surrounded by a 6-foot privacy fence. And this project received a score of a negative 1 on the relative policy checklist. This is a recent photo of the area. Chicken coop area is here, and this is the nursery. The applicant has supplied the USDA and the Missouri Department of Agriculture inspection reports from May 2017 with no non-compliance issues identified in the inspections on the reports. And I just got copies of each report here. That's the USDA. There's the Missouri Department of Agriculture. It's a little bit farther view out. This is inside the fenced-in area. chicken coop on our left and the kennels to the rear of the photo. The staff recommendation is the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Special Use Permit 1727. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, the Granny's Canine Clip and Tiny Paws Kennel has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot, and, as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Three, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not, therefore, tied to the property. That is, it does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. Four, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for with any future land use change applications. Five, the conditions and restrictions of a special use permit are not complied with. The permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by the Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. Six, if the special use permit is not executed within a year, 1 year period from the date of the approval, or it is discontinued for a period of 1 year or greater, it shall be considered abandoned and no longer executable. Seven, the 6-foot privacy fence shall remain in place surrounding the kennel area, and a 25-foot vegetation buffer shall remain in place on the back or east part of the property behind the privacy fence. This should be eight. This decision or record is subject to all existing easements. Nine would be this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And 10 is prior to the granting of this special use permit, the Planning Commission may stipulate such conditions and restrictions upon the establishment, location, construction, maintenance, and operation of the permit as is deemed. And that one's there because I didn't know any other conditions that the Planning Commission would want to add for her decision of record. So.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Can you go back to the private fence? You got a picture of that?
Okay.
Does that just go down around one side or
no,
two
sir,
sides?
All the way.
All the way around?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any questions?
See a report that was in our packet for you to apply for your Class A, what is that, breeding license for dogs? Is that what you applied for?
I already have it.
Oh, you've already got it?
Yes, sir. I'm USDA and state.
Okay. So you're already approved for your...
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you live on property?
Yes, sir.
Anybody got any questions?
Well, what we're voting on here is the grooming. Is the grooming aspect?
No, there's both, Dave. I don't know if I got in contact with you.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's been kind of a busy week. Originally, the dog grooming and the pup raising were going to come through together. Then I let Tanya know and another resident know that looking at it, I thought it was agriculture. And
well, I have this
yeah,
right here.
And then it jumped up.
This is basically the gist of what
yeah, and so then the next day I did a little more research and we got an opinion from Mr. Coddy, and he kind of done the same thing I had. We looked at a mining statute, and actually there's a case in Boone County that had done the same thing. So his opinion was that it needed to come through as because it was commercial. And there's actually a stipulation in the special use part of the code book, which I pulled up just in case we needed to go to it, that says the Planning Commission can, at their discretion and with any degree of stipulations, as noted above, grant a special use permit for most any application that does not meet the requirements for a Division 1, 2, or 3 permit. And then if you do a special use permit, the following stipulations shall apply, which are the 1 through 5. So, yes, you are hearing the dog kennel and the grooming part of that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
It appears you have a lot of dogs there already.
I have 17.
So is that, I guess that's the, you have not done any of the grooming at this point, outside grooming?
For some of my customers that I had in Foresight previously.
Okay.
So you're moving your grooming business from Foresight out to where you, the kennels are?
Yes, sir. Because my husband's disabled and he's home, so you know that's my livelihood. I've raised dogs since we moved here in 10, and have been state and USDA since 2010.
Now, how long have you been at this location with your kennels?
Since February.
Since February.
Of 17.
Yes.
This year, yeah.
Okay.
And I've actually gotten to where we've been having a little raccoon problem that took out some of my chickens.
I know about that.
Yeah. We caught him. The mayor brought me a trap. So, but anyway, I've been actually putting my dogs, because I have pregnant dogs. So they're worth quite a bit. So they've been going in that white building at night.
Have you got somebody that comes and takes care of them when you're not there?
When I'm not there?
I mean,
we're there.
You just have somebody that helps you at any time.
If I'm not there, he's there. If we go,
there. We have a son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I have a son and daughter-in-law. But then we also have a second house right in Hollister on the lake, and I drive back and forth, you know, to make sure everybody's okay if we're there on a weekend.
I'm not sure what Steve was asking. The reason I asked is it said there would not be but one other person besides family that would be working there, if I read it right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, my son or daughter-in-law, or my baby daughter, she lives in Stratford. If, let's say, I go on vacation, right, Shelby would come and spend the week and take care of pups.
The dog's pretty noisy.
I mean, there's dogs that bark. There's dogs that bark all around, and there's people that shoot fireworks, and there's 100 cows across the street that moo all day. So, I mean, they usually bark when I go in the backyard.
Not constant.
Does somebody play music real loud at this location?
I mean, my dogs listen to music.
You do?
They got a radio in the kennel.
Okay, Tanya, anybody got any more questions for her? You can sit down a minute and we'll let some others speak. Scott Hodge.
I am the resident that lives directly. Her place is just west of mine.
Scott, I've got pulled up here for you. Right here?
Yes.
This is their place.
And where them dogs are approximately 200 feet or a little more from my home. I have if I can turn these in, these are all the records of the times I've had to call Taney County and have the deputies out there because of police disturbance. I have a medical condition, and I don't need this. I have continued to get worse. Now, in all them reports, there is two that could not be released by the prosecuting attorney's office because there is pending tickets on this. One of them reports, I was woke up in my bed, in my home, with the window shut and the air conditioner running at 2 a.m. And then The next day,